the Parshas Bamidbar is the parasha that the dominion of Klal Yisrael is say. And there are a few inyanim here that we need to hear a little bit more about the inyan of the dominion of Klal Yisrael. Rashi says it's mitoch techiba of Klal Yisrael. Try to understand a little bit about the teichin of the dominion. First thing is the pasuk says Hadav Hashem Yisrael b'midbar Sina b'el moed be'echad l'chodesh hasheni. So there's a hadgasha of when it happened. It happened be'echad l'chodesh hasheni b'shana hasheni z'matzayim leimar. In Matan Torah happened the chodesh hashlishi, and on that it says that Gemara darshins that it was yarchot lisa, amot lisa, and ayraisot lisa. That shlishi was taka the sheirish of the inyan of Matan Torah is Shaykh to Shlishi. Mitzias Mitzrayim is Shaykh to Rishon. The Maral speaks about it a lot, about the Inyan of the Rishon in Mitzias Mitzrayim. Those are two Inyanim that I spoke about a lot. But the Minyan is Shaykh Davke Chodesh Hasheni. Echad Chodesh Hasheni B'Shana Hashenis. So I'd like to try a little bit to understand the Inyan of the Chodesh Hasheni Shaboy. It's Ke'ilu. I mean, he could have counted in the Chodesh Rishon. If it was out to count Klal Yisrael, as soon as they crossed over, I mean, that's the normal. That's the Derech HaTev is when you finish crossing over and you arrive someplace, you count everybody, see how many people you have. There wasn't anything that was this Chadesh Chodesh Iyar of Rav Chadashim. So Rashi says it was they finished Kamas HaMishkan or Be'echad Bi'amono. So by states that Echad be the echod of the chodesh echod is shayach to kamos hamishkan dafka, and chodesh hasheni is shayach dafka to minyan. I try to understand that a little bit. The Zohar Kodesh says over here that mikanish the moedah from this pasuk we know that Klal Yisrael went out the chodesh arishin because it was the chodesh hasheni, so the chodesh arishin was nisan. That's when it was the mishkan, so that's when Klal Yisrael went out the year before. It's a sort of a medrash plia. I mean, we don't need ayin chumish mois, and you'll find it quite mefurish. So Zohar says from here is meduyik that they went out in chodesh arishin. So bal korchach, the thrust of what the Zohar means is that somehow in the pasuk, in other words, there's an akud of chodesh arishin that's emphasized in the inyan of chodesh sheni over here. And try to understand that as well. The pasuk says, "Se'u esroish kol adas beisol mishpechoisom beisavoisom, b'mispa shemus chazachu gavoisom." The mispa shemus is very hard. The word mispa shemus it's hard to get the sense of the word mispa shemus. It's the mispa is the people. Every person happens to have a name. Reuven, Shimon, Levi. So when I say the misper of how many people do I have in a room, I say how many people I have in a room. I don't say how many names do I have in the room. The misper shame is because of Goyso. It's even a little more sharply strange. There's an Evan Ezra in Shmois that he distinguishes, he gives four characteristics to distinguish between a personal name and a common noun, a lamashal. He says he has four distinctions. One of them is Lashon Rabbim is not nitfas on a name. So you could say Anoshim, Bachurim, but let's say a person has three people named Avram in a class. He doesn't say I have three Avramim. It can never take on a ribui, because a name by its nature is unique. So what does it mean, b'mispa shemus kozal goysom? How do shemus have a mispa? People, you could say, you have a noshim, tav, but where's mispa shemus come in? There's a chazal, chazal asks, to sort of point out a stira, in two places. It says, the pasuk says in Tehillim, "Moina mitzva l'kerchovim l'chulam shemus yikra." HaKadosh Baruch Hu counts a mitzva l'kerchovim, L'chulam Shemus Yikra. So again, you have a juxtaposition of the Mayna Mitzvah Kerchavim, and then you have he gives each one a shame. Which Pashut means that it's each one is Chashav, despite the fact that there's a count over here. The Sifri asks the following Shaila. Here it says, Mayna Mitzvah Lakerchavim. L'chulam Shemos Yikra. Everyone gets a different name. V'kos of echad oimes su'umar menechem rumar bar eila. And one pasuk says su'umar menechem rumar eila. So he says hamoitzi b'mispat zvam l'chulam b'shem yikra. So you have a pasuk su'umar menechem hamoitzi b'mispat zvam l'chulam b'shem yikra. HaKadosh Baruch Hu calls all the kechavim with one name. So by us it says. In Tehillim it says, "Ma'aseh Kecham l'chulam Shem Yisikra Lashon Rabim," and in Yeshaya it says, "Amoitzim Mispat Tzvam l'chulam b'Shem Yikar." That's the stira that the Medrash points out. So the Medrash answers the free answers. Hakadosh Baruch Hu Kaira Hakol Oynim. When Hakadosh Baruch Hu calls out, everybody answers. So Kilu, I guess we'd need to sort of describe it if you wanted to be a little graphic. It's Hakadosh Baruch Hu yells out. He yells out Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, etc. in one breath, and everybody answers. Mashiach shel Abasav Adam, Mikra Shashem is Keachat. Abasav Adam can't call two names together. Abasav Adam can't say, he can't call out Reuven, Shimon, Levi in one together. We can't do two things in one shot. V'chein oime v'idabal kibbutz called from Eil Lemer. And so the Sifri answers that HaKadosh Baruch Hu calls out all the names together as if it would be one name, and in one shot, similar to Zohar B'Shomer and Loyel Anoichel Loyel and so on and so forth. And we hear each one hears his name separately. What's the point? I mean, in other words, what are we talking about? Zohar v'Shomer, there's a certain deher to it, and we've spoken about it a lot of times that the not doing on Shabbos is accomplishes something. The not doing melacha on Shabbos creates a Shabbos. That's something that's hard for us to deher. The noichin loyelecha is the pshat. The not being over v'zora is the avodah kashbaruch. It's talking about what it means in those cases is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in other words, the two in yonim are one. The two sides of the same coin, so to speak. So that we understand there's a need to say it that way. Because Shabbos is the Shomer, the Zohar that comes from the Shomer. The positive affirmation of Shabbos that comes from the not doing Avodah. So we deher the what it means that it was Nema B'Dibur Echad. But what does this mean? What are we talking about? Kadosh Baruch Hu calls all the stars, and why, I mean, what's the problem of calling each one separately? What's the deher over here? That they all have to come with one name? And some of this impossible for everyone else. And what about other things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Kav Yochel? Yehi Or, did he say take one shot? I mean, what does it mean? Let's need to get some understanding what it means that all the names are called out together. The Chazal Shmois Rabba asks the same kasha, and he says, it's in Parshas Vayakhel, HaMoitzim Mispat Tzvom L'chol Shem Zikro, V'kosechem Kulam Shem Zikro. So one place it says Lashon Yochel Shabbos. Kate says Karmish Ksubelo. How do we answer them? Ella, Kshakadosh Baruch Hu Mevakesh LeKroisim KeEchod, Hu Kori LeKulam Shem Echod. When he wants to call them together, he has one name. Hu Kshakori KeEchod VeEchad B'Shmoi, Hu Koriisim Michoel Gavriel LeKachnema LeKulam Shem Esikra. So we're talking about Malachim, and Akadosh Baruch Hu has two names. He has like a family name; they can call them all with one shot. And he has a private name we each one calls separately. So Chazal have another teretz that it comes with in an oifen. There are Kadosh Baruch Hu two sets of names. Kesheroi Tzilikro, he says Kulam Keechod Ukol Koshem Echod, and so on. So it's a different teretz, but also very hard to understand what it means exactly, and so on. So let's. So we need to understand a little bit about the inyan of minyan over here, the inyan of the sheirish of the inyan of minyan, and then we'll understand a little bit about the what's the inyan over here. What's in the kudah? HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us different oifanim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was kaveh different oifanim of quantification in the Bria. There's Mida, there's Mishkel, and there's Minyan. Mida and Mishkel are the ability to take a lot of things. I have a lot of grains of wheat, and I need to be koveya a name for a whole bag of grain. I need to be able to describe a bag of grain. So mishkel is the way to describe it. Bedachal. I have a roll of cloth. How do I describe it? I start with mida. The mida and mishkel is mevatel every single one of the individual elements. I say that I have a ton of wheat, so that means all the bits and pieces of the wheat became one big thing, a ton. And the using the word a ton of wheat is a bittle of every single nekud in itself. Same thing with a midah. How many threads did I need to get it this far? How many stitches did I need to get it far? Doesn't make a difference. The length of this cloth is a meter long. That's the mishkel and mida. Minyan is different, and minyan has this very strange combination. On the one hand, I'm being madgish a klolistic amount. I'm saying how many things are here, and I say 50. But when I say 50, I'm automatically saying 50 individual units, as opposed to mishkel, where when I say a ton, there's no isyachsus in the ton to the each grain. It could be anything. A ton is just a klal. The klal of the weight of the entire piece is a ton. That's a klolistic amount, and it means nothing as far as the yochid goes. When I say that I have 50 grains over here, then I've said that each and every one is a nekuda b'fnei atzma, and there's a tziruf. L'halacha l'mashal, a davash b'minyan is not bottle. This is a famous shavar, I've said a few times, that the reason why Kaisa was counted, they became a davash b'minyan, it can become bottle. But there's an added chiddush to that. The chiddush is that despite the fact that there are, despite the fact that each one is different and each one is distinct, I can still be koyel it. L'mashal, if I walk into a room and I see a person and a table and a bench and a sefer, so one of like the cute things that a child that's just beginning to talk and understand will count four. The person is one, the table is two, the chair is three, and the sefer is four. There are four in the room. And a grown-up will have a very hard time saying it that way, because what's the common denominator? For what? If I can't find a common denominator, then for what? It's like in elementary algebra, you need to reduce things to a specific term, so you could say four times this, minus three times this. You need to have a thing of commonality that it's possible to work it with numbers, to multiply it, to somehow quantify the numbers. But in every time I count things, I give each one its own metzias. When I said 50 grains of wheat, and the fact that I said 50, on the one hand, I gave a chiluk to each one. There was one wheat, one grain, and a second one each. I need 50 individual grains, but I need to find also a hechetimtza of being conveya, what's the nekuda am yechedes in all of it. in the Oimek Shebedava, a minyan is something that is this nekuda of minyan is a noise that lies at the very heart of the Bria. The Kuzari says that the Bria itself has two facets that sort of are almost say to each other and complement each other. You have the facet of the individuality. If you look around, you see so many different things, so many different elements combining to make so many different materials, compounds, beings, so on and so forth. That's one half of it. On the other half, if you misbeinein, everything gets reduced down to one nekuda, and there's an underlying nekuda that includes everything. So he says the Bria includes both the Morabu Masech Hashem and the Achdus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu as the Pnimi Sigi Nekuda. That's how the Kuzari describes it. Minyan touches on that inyan, because to have a minyan, I need to be able to find individually bounded things. The word misper includes the word sfar, means a boundary. There's Ore Sfar, the cities that are on the Gvul, that they are boundaries. So I must identify individual things, or else it doesn't become minyan. A bowl of cereal, a bowl of cooked cereal, doesn't have individual pieces. It comes in weight and size, because I can't identify individual pieces. And I also need to be able to find a point, a common point, a lowest common denominator, so that I could reduce everything to a certain point, that becomes a multiple of it. That's the yisoid of minyan in the Bria. The koyach of that inyan lies in, it expresses, the koyach of the commonality expresses the likus in the Bria, whereas the koyach of individuality expresses the nivra and the Bria. So mitzad the nivros, there's different days. There's vayevay voike yoimechad, sheni, and so on and so forth. And mitzad the commonality, you have kaskoila sha'osa v'netoiv ma'oid, and so on. Vayechulu, everything became nichlal, and so on. So the hachlola, the common denominator, is that the kudav alikus. That's what Chazal meant over here when they pointed out the two psukim, the stira, between the psukim of Moine Mispala Kechavim and the pasuk of Chulam Shemes Yikar or Chulam Bishem Yikari. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives brands everything with both chasimas, with the chasima of individuality and the chasima of commonality. There's a shemois and there's a shame. That's something that for an Adam is impossible. In other words, the more something is individual, the less it's possible to be meshatif it. We can only do one thing, and the things by us that are different. It's not talking here about the zocha v'shama b'diba echad nemru. It's talking about The fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in every single name that he gave, he produced both the Lashon of Ribui and the Lashon of Yechidus, of the commonness and the distinctions. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu calls everything both with a shemois and a shem. In Sumar Menechem is where Hamoyne Mitzvah Kachovim L'chulam Shemus Yikare is where HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's the Ribui, it's we admire the Ribui of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Nivroim, and we say, look how many different stars HaKadosh Baruch created, each one has its own Metzius, each one has its own entity. When we're talking about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Su'umar Manechum Umbar Eila means, you're looking at the world, and the world is a million different things, and we're awestruck by how many different things HaKadosh Baruch Hu could create. But Sumar Abnechim is look back at the Sheirish. L'chulam b'shem yikari. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has one name for everything. Everything belongs to Hashem Echad. So one istakus on the Bria of Ispailus is Marabu Masech Hashem, and one is Magodla Masecha. The very, very Nofetzdika Chassidish Orion, that in the weekdays you say Marabba Masecha Hashem Kum Chachmasisa. How many different things have you created? On Shabbos you say Magodla Masecha Hashem Me'oid Omkum Achshvaisecha. In the Gadlus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In other words, Gadol is when all the Roiv becomes one. A big thing is one entity that has much in it, and that's Mitzad Oimek Machshava. So the Ribui of Chachma creates different facets, and the Oimek Chachma creates one. The same thing with the other Chazal. It says HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to call them together. Every Malach has two halves to his name. There's Raphael is the Refua part, and there's the Kael part, Gavriel, and so on. Every Malach carries in itself a Chelek Mitzad, its own Mitzias, a Chelek Mitzad, the Mitzias Kolis, and the Mela, depending on which, on what a Kodesh Baruch Hu wants to bring out, it either brings out the commonest, the Kael in all the Malachim, or the unique Chelek of each one, and so on. If you take a look in the Bria, It's fascinating that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was matbia this teva in the Bria. The number 10, which is the basis for all our numbers, is built based on the number of digits we have. That's the mitzias of HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted that to be the basis for the sphere for the way of writing up the Bria. So he gave us that teva in our hands. We have 10 digits, and that became the natural counting form, and because it's an accurate reflection of Lamala. But if you take a look at it, a man is the most developed Nivra that has an opposable thumb. In other words, most Balachayim, almost all the Balachayim have digits. I mean, those that have digits, the digits don't come together, except for different types of monkeys and so on, apes. They are sort of a shadow of a man. They sort of have a dimion to man, so they have a dimion of it. But the mitzias that a person can put his fingers together, which makes him extremely, it gives an extraordinary shlita that he can be put it together, and b'meila, a person can put the fingers together, and the person has a kafiat, which is a very, very, it's a klikibel in its own right, which it's formed when you put the fingers together. You know, it's the ability, balachayim in general don't have that ability. Even those that have something of it, it's very primitive. It's a shadow of man. It's the dimion of man. It's not the man, because only man has that koyach where he could put together the mitzvah. The hair of the commonality of all of it is an amkus. A Baal Chai can identify many different things, but to understand that the briach hatichon, to understand the common denominator, that requires a higher human function, and that's not shaykh by Baal Chai. So even in the teva of the person and so on, it's the same thing like that. So, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the Bria on two facets. It's Nagei and Klal Yisrael. Despite the fact that every single person in Klal Yisrael has his own Metzias, yet HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Matbia. There's Yisrael has a point of commonness that is chalad everybody, the Shem Yisrael, despite the fact that each and every person, Klal Yisrael, is unique. So every single person, Klal Yisrael, is like a Oila Mole. If you save somebody, everybody's Yechidi Nivra, because he has no Metzias. But when you put it together, it also has a Chalos Hashem Yisrael. That was the minion of Klal Yisrael. The ability to be Meina Mispa Shemis. On the one hand, there's a shame. This person is Reuven, this person is Shimon, this person is Levi. On the other hand, they all have the Shem Yisrael that's makiv all of them. And b'meila it's shayach to have b'mispah Shemus, that you have Shemus, and they come together as a mispah. Hoguf is the Chiddush HaPasik. That's the word b'chodesh Hasheni. because when you have Rishon, the first day of the Bria wasn't called Rishon, it was called Echad. Because the Rashi says it was the day when HaKadosh Baruch Hu was alone. Mitzad, the first one, there's no tziruf to anything. The Koyach, the second one, when I call something the second one, that's the overt gilui of chibur and tziruf. Something the second means it had the ability to latch on to something before and to add to it. So the koyach, that koyach is specific in sheni. The koyach of minyan lies in sheni. In rishon there's no minyan, and in shlishi it's already past when you start. The sheirish of minyan, the rishon of minyan is chaydesh hasheni l'shan hashenis. That's taka the rishon of minyan. So that was when HaKadosh Baruch Hu counted Kal Yisrael. That's when he gave them. That's when they were shayach to minyan. In order to have a sheni, you also need to have that the first one should be shayach to building on it. Lamashal, you have, let's say, like a Lego or click these types of games where you snap one piece into another. So when one piece is standing in itself, you don't see any hemsheichius, you don't see minyan, you don't see a common denominator. The second piece that you snapped in is when you chop, the moment that you chop that what Lego is when you snapped in the second piece onto the first piece. But in order for the second piece to snap in, the first piece has to have its nekuda that will allow for building on it. That's what the Zohar Kodesh means. That Mikanish Tamar, they went out the Chodesh HaRishon. Rishon has in itself the sense that there will be a Hemshech to it. Rishon, when I say this is the first building, if I say this is one building, like Yom Echad, then there's no sense that there will be another building coming after that. If I say this is the first building, I've already included in this building the Inyan that there's going to be a Hemshech to it. So that's what the Zohar Kodesh says. This is megala to us that it's something that when they left Eretz Yisrael, they left the Chodesh of Rishon. On the one hand, is a moment of something unique. It's a moment of something that stands by itself, but it had in itself an akuda to grow on it and to build on it. It was Chodesh Rishon. As opposed to Yom Echad, because at that day in Yom Echad itself there was no sense of it. Chodesh Rishon meant there was a certain hachana to go a step further than that, and a step further than that. The time of Sfira, and this is a time when it's kind of coming to an end, which was there's a Chazal over here. It says. They went out and they gathered mon day by day. So Chazal say, with the midah that a person, you know, Kadosh Baruch Hu deals midah neged midah. Ani nasati lachem es ha-Torah sheti oiskim bo yoyim yoyim. I gave it a Torah that you oiskim it day in, day out. Shenema Ashodom Shemel Lishkot Bosai say Yoim Yoim, Vechain Voisi Yoim Yoim Midrashun, Chayechem Shaspias Chem Lechem Rashemaim, Yoim Beyoimoi. Shenema Voyotsam Voloktud Va Yoim Beyoimoi, Voloi Oid El Shemim Voraches Chem Yoim Yoim, Shem Borch Hashem Yoim Yoim Ramslan. So there's a Chazal said Akash Bohu gave Torah, it should be daily. And that's why we get man that's daily, and there's a bracha yoim yoim. It's true that, Talmud Torah l'chur is not shayach to daily. Talmud Torah is a mitzvah t'midas. So when a person is not doing anything else, a person should be sitting and learning. If a person, if krishma is every day, talmud is every day, tefillin is also a mitzvah t'midas, but there's an inyan of it every day. Torah is either or. Either to learn wherever you can, or there's no special. We talk about kviyas, but there's no special dinner. What's the inyan of day, 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 yoim, yoim? And connected that the mon is yoim yoim. And connected that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives a brach of yoim yoim. The answer is that it says, Sfiras Ha'im, Chazal found the remez, L'nois yomeinu kein hoida. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the ability to be moine yomim, l'man novi levav chochma, that we should bring in, we should bring to ourselves a levav chochma. In the musig of being moine yomim, we have that inyan. Torah is one of those things. Yes, there's a mitzvah on the person to learn as much as he can, whenever he can. I bet him always. That's true also. In the bigger picture, in a person's life, Avram zokein bo bayomim, Hashem be'as Avram bakoil. Bo bayomim means every day is a new entity and a new mitzias. Mitzad its opportunities, mitzad its nisyonos, mitzad its hashpos, mitzad everything, mitzad its avoida. Every single day, the units of avoida are a day. There's a carbon tamid, and tamid is every day. It goes by days. The unit of HaKadosh Baruch Hu of minyan is yomim. Limnois yomeinu kein hoida. It's true about a person's own days. Every day is different, has its own tafkid. There are days of ha'aris panim, extraordinary ha'aris panim. There are days of extraordinary hester panim, chas v'shalom. There are days of kirva, there are days of richuk, there are days of Torah, there's a days of simcha, there's days of avelos, there's a days of avoida. Every day has its own mitzias. Avoida requires two halves. One is understanding what the avoida of each day is, and the using of that day's avoida. Every day has its own mahalach of avoida, and being able to find the substance and the uniqueness of every day is very important. But more important is finding the common denominator that's mitzaref all the days together. That a person, the Ramchal, the Mesil Zesharim is a sefer of Avodas Hashem. He goes on a brisa, and the brisa is Zrizus may Zehirus may via the Zrizus. Zrizus may via the Nikius. Every single rung of that ladder pushes you, connects to the next rung. It's not just levels. It's one feeds to the next one. Each HaKadosh Baruch Hu plans a person's life in a way that each piece has in itself a unique facet, and each piece has in itself something that can add up. Boba Yomim means that each day was a unique day, and it means that they together added up to something. It's something that it's almost impossible for us to understand. How does the Tkufa, when it's hard for us to learn, and we barely learned anything, add up to the days when we were Shakua and things really went well? How did the days when we seem to be very well interacting with other people add up to the days that we seem to be at loggerheads with other people? How are the days when we have an easy sense of ruchnius and reimimus add up to the days that we're shakua and chulun and taivan, etc.? That's even harder than the first part of the finding the unique facet of each day. But it is like that. L'mnois yameinah ken hoida. HaKadosh Baruch Hu taught us that yomim have minyan to themselves. There's a mina mispel yomim, and lechulam b'shemis yikara, or lechulam b'shem yikara. Each day has its own mitzias, each tkuf has its own mitzias, but together they have a mitzias. What makes it difficult for us, we have good days, and we have days that we're happy with and proud of. But when we put the whole thing together, we kind of despair. We expected that we would have all the days very pretty much cut in the same way, and if I'd have 365 times one day of good avoida, that's what I have. No, that would become a pchina of mishkel, or mida, midas yomai. There's an inyan of mida. It would just become a one thing where they would blur the distinctions of each day. The say that the mekubalim or megalatas, that each day is fair, same has its own facet. This day is chesed, this day is gvur, this day is affairs, etc. But it's hayom tishav arboim yoim, shehem sheva shavois. It added up. even though each day was different. This day was a day of chesed, this day was a day of tferes, this was a day of this or that, the other thing. But it, in the end of the pasuk, it added up. Somehow, Bamidbar is the parasha that always comes before Matan Torah. Chazal speak about Baruch Kosei, about Chokosei coming before. But the Metzias, the way we have it said, is Bamidbar. And Torah itself has both studim to it. It has in itself, the build up of Torah is the Lenoisa Menekein Hoida. There's a din of Torah, Dvar Yoyim B'Yoyimoy. Every day has its own Dvar. Every day has its own facet of Torah. Because Torah is something, in Torah you have it more than anything else, because Torah deals with the full complement of Avodas Hashem. And yet, Moshe, it says, we hold, it's a machlok shomei rabban, and if somebody asks shaloi me'inyan, in other words, there's this halach in Hilchis Limud HaTorah, what's actually Sanhedrin, if somebody asks shaloi ke'inyan, and the chachams say, kol HaTorah kula inyan echad, you can ask from uktzin on to bikurim, and there'll be a kesha there, because in the world of Torah, you find the echad that covers all of it. In our own, it's nagia in Beinam Chaveiro tremendously. In Beinam Chaveiro, a person is in a group. A group of people includes bederachal people that are different. And a person can say, I respect this person's milus. This person is very strong-headed and stubborn and so on. But it's not my cup of tea. I don't like that person. I would rather have him out of the group. Because Zami, or vice versa. This person's easygoing, doesn't quite, push himself, and this and that. Not my cup of tea, I don't want part of the group. At best, we tolerate. We write him off as the Levina that we can put in as the 11th Samimonim. A person needs to understand the Limnois Yemena goes on Klal Yisrael, the minion, the mitzvah of Klal Yisrael. Yes, each person is unique, each person has milus, but one needs to come out to the other. The Shishim Ribu Oisis and the Shishim Ribu Neshamas in Klal Yisrael are the same Nekuda. The emes lies when this Mida is balanced by this Mida, is balanced by this Mida, and is balanced by this Mida. Because in the bigger picture, each one has an effect. And a person, it's very hard, when something's up my teva, I think it's bad. I want to push it out. So therefore it requires an understanding that every chelik of Klal Yisrael, like every chelik in Torah, like every chelik of a person's life, has in itself its own metzias that defined by itself and its own chashivas. But it's not enough to I respect him for what he is, but I'd rather he be someplace else. It means understanding that to have minyan, to be able to say shishim ribu, you need to have the mispa shemus. You have a number of Avram and Yitzhak and Yaakov. How does Reuven, Shimon, Levi add up to 12? I mean, is there multiple? Is there a common denominator? The answer is yes, there is. And in the common denominator, it becomes one klal of shishim ribu. So it's an avoda mitzad. It's an avoda mitzad the herring a person's own life and chelka Torah, and be'etzem it's the big avoda of the herring a Kadosh Baruch Hu's it's probably the great feat of a Kadosh Baruch Hu that everything comes with trei kola, that everything comes with a mispa shemois and b'shem yikari, and everything comes with both its own mitzvahs, and the underlying of Achdus V'Kadosh Baruch Hu. And especially when a person has in his own life, and a person learns that a lifetime consists of so many different pieces, that each one has its own chashivas, but together, they somehow interlock and connect to build an entire shekhaimah. When a person has that mahalak, the limnei semeina kein hoida, that's when he's zeicha to be Manovi Lavav Chochma.
There are always nekudas that are negative. So there are always nekudas, for example,